Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going. But today we're talking about consistency, which is the first of the three C's that you need in this formula. Okay, we're talking about consistency today, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into. I know you've heard that before. Back and forth, you've heard that before somewhere, consistency, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you've heard it before. You probably heard it from me. You've heard it from other people. Let me see if I can get it. Oh, that's a better lighting. All right. So we figured, I said, lightings are funny, you know, but I figured it out, right? Okay. So consistency, you've heard that before somewhere. I am sure you've heard it before. But chances are you haven't heard it in the way that I'm sharing with you today. Okay. So I have to make sure I go verify, make sure we're live. All right. So that's what we got going on here today. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Consistency. All right. There's a couple of things I want to share with you with regards to consistency. Obviously, you know the benefit of consistency. You already know what that is. So I'm not going to be the first person to share with you what consistency means. But chances are, this is going to be the only place where you're going to figure out the kind of details I'm going to share with you today. Okay. So imagine, just imagine, right? You go on YouTube. You're watching all these videos from all these gurus. You're watching a ton of free videos. People are sharing information with you. They're sharing strategies like door knocking, deal machine, driving for dollars, Craigslist postings, you know. They're sharing all these things and they call them hack. But then you find out that 6-7 months down the line, you're still in the same place, right? You're still in the same situation, right? And it's not working out the way you thought it would work out. They painted the picture so good. You know, somebody got lucky. The person was pulled onto a video and they did a testimony, a video testimony, and it was so believable, right? And you really felt like you're going to become a millionaire in the next 2 to 3 months too. But it's not exactly that way. 7 months, 8 months, it's 9 months, it's now 2 years. And you figured out like maybe it's not going to work out for you, but you still believe, you're holding on to a belief system that it's going to work out for you. You keep watching the videos, you're watching, I don't know, 1,000 hours of YouTube videos per month, per week, right? But you're basically in the same place. And then sometimes on and off, you feel like a failure. You feel like maybe something is wrong with you, you know? And I understand exactly where you are, you know, and I've been there. I was lucky enough to not be there in the beginning of my career. 2005, it wasn't like that for me. As a matter of fact, I was very clear because it took me a whole year, 1 year to close my first deal. So I actually bought my first $3,000 course in 2004, December. I didn't really close a deal until 2005. But I know exactly why I didn't close the deal until 2005. A major part of that was because I was finishing my master's degree at the time. I was busy with school. And so really the work I put in that involved the amount of consistency I needed was probably 3 months, 4 months, you know, 3-4 months. And but I closed the first deal by December 2005. So I know exactly why I didn't close the deal a lot earlier than that. But for you, maybe you don't know exactly why. And you've actually tried the consistency thing, right? But it's hard. It's hard. And that's something that a lot of people don't pay attention to. And that's one of the things I want to bring to your attention on this video. You know, consistency, it's not as simple as just throwing the word around. It's kind of like communication, which is another C word. That's not what the other C's are. But in marriage, that would be a C word. You know, anytime you talk to anybody about marriage falling apart, people are very quick to go to say, hey, they just don't communicate well, you know, or they need to communicate more. Everyone kind of know that. but yet 50% of marriages are ending up in divorce. What's the problem? Okay, so it's kind of the same thing in real estate wholesaling, right? Or real estate investing. Everyone knows that consistency is the key to the game, but yet 95% of them will fail. That's a fact. And so what's the problem? And that's what I want to dig a little bit deeper into today. Something that majority of people don't pay attention to is positioning for consistency. Okay. So you and I know it's consistency. It's a consistency game, right? But there's something called positioning for consistency. I've never heard a guru talk about it before. Okay. I've talked about it a few times in between my content, maybe in my books. Oh, by the way, if you're here for the first time, make sure you grab this book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I made sure as I'm on the road this time, I brought a copy. So here you go, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. And you can get a book like this, or you can go ahead and download it for free at my website. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. All right. So maybe in the book somewhere I've mentioned it, but I know I've mentioned it a few times. But today I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying, okay? Positioning for consistency. There is simply some activity that you and I know that even though you know you're supposed to be consistent, it's just extremely hard to be consistent with it, okay? So people will come back sometimes and say, hey, you don't think driving for a dollar works? I was like, no. I think every marketing strategy works. First of all, driving for dollars is not a marketing strategy. That's more of a data collection strategy, okay? You still have to market, meaning you still have to send the letters. You still have to call. That's the actual marketing there, the reaching out or putting baits out, marketing message out that will generate calls, inbound calls back to you. That's the actual marketing there. But besides that, driving for dollars, does that position you for consistency? Is that an activity that you're going to do 1-2 weeks? You don't really do it. If you don't do a deal, are you going to quit? Chances are yes. Or worst case scenario, okay? This is the worst part about it. A lot of people quit and they don't realize they already quit until maybe 6 months later. Like, wait, what happened to the wholesaling business? Whatever happened to that? And that happens to a lot of people. And there are three types of people in this game of entrepreneurship and, of course, real estate wholesaling. There are people that make things happen. There are people that things happen to. And there are people that say, what happened, right? And unfortunately, majority of people are going to be in the box of what happened. 6, 7, 5 months later, they're going to be, what happened? Because they already quit unknowingly. Just life is happening. They're just about their life and they gave up, right? So a lot of people are going to be like that. But you and I know better. We know better than that. We can do better than that, okay? So it's called positioning for consistency. That's what I want you to pay attention to. What marketing strategy do you know? Among about 5, 6, 7 different types, which one of them do you think you can do consistently, even if you don't make money in the next 6 months, right? Right? Would you drive for dollars every day, 4 hours a day for the next 6 months if you don't do a deal? Would you do that? If the answer to that is no, then you cannot put consistency in that, okay? You're positioned to not have consistency in the business. And that means automatic failure, okay? Because the number one secret in this game is consistency. The second to that is positioning yourself to consistency so that you can have consistency. And if you position yourself already in the beginning of the game in a place or in a strategy, a marketing strategy that you cannot do for the next 3 months if you don't close a deal, right? Then you'll fail. You know, the Deal Machine Driving for Dollars app guys, right? They said if you collect 200 properties, you'll do a deal. I don't believe that number. But besides that, I just finished having a conversation with a student, and he told me after driving for dollars for 3 weeks, he collected 20 properties. And I know what you're about to say. He didn't write down enough. He should have wrote down. He's handpicking them too much. Whatever you want to say. The key thing here is that even if he picked out 100 properties in that 3 weeks, right? He's feeling frustrated that it's never going to work. And I explained to him why he's feeling that way. He's not completely out of the ordinary. It's just that 1, 2, 3 guy on the testimony, the one that closed the deal on testimony, the one that got lucky. Yeah, that's luck, which is a terrible business and marketing strategy. Those guys and girls, right, are basically about 1% or less of people that actually try to do it. So there's a very high chance you're going to fail, not because it doesn't work, it's because you're not going to work until the point where it works. The same thing applies for knocking on doors. The same thing applies for direct mailing. There's a lot of people that attempt direct mailing. But what I can tell you is that as long as you make sure you have the marketing budget for direct mailing, it's a lot more easier to be consistent with it because you're not outside in the sun. No one is telling you to start driving inside of the summer heat because you're looking for a $10,000 deal. First of all, $10,000 is not a lot of money. That's stupid money that you're going to blow and you're not going to know where it goes. Okay. So it's not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it unless you're doing volume of $10,000, $5,000, like you have pipeline. Unless you're doing that, it's absolutely not worth it. Okay. You might as well just go to a job, is my point. Okay. The same thing applies for Facebook marketing. Facebook marketing, it's the only thing is that it's easier to be consistent as long as you have the budget to do it, right? As long as you have the strategy to keep it consistent. But it's a lot harder to apply manual labor, things like driving for dollars, knocking on doors, and expect consistency. By default, for the most part, you're not going to be consistent. And that automatically means you're going to fail automatically. And that's the key thing I want you to pay attention when it comes to consistency that many people don't dig deeper into. They know that thing that is consistency, but they can't for the life of real estate wholesaling figure out how they're still failing because you're not consistent. How come you can't be consistent? Well, consistency is one of the hardest things for human beings to do. That's why shining object syndrome is a real thing. When you see something new, shiny, you go after it. You know, people don't see a process all the way through to the end because that's just the nature of human beings. It gets boring, especially if it's not generating results. Even sometimes people will generate results and the next best thing to do is to double down, meaning scale up on what's working, and people are still distracted by other things that seemingly promise more, you know. So that's something I wanted to share with you today, and I wanted to keep it short and sweet. The next C, the very first C of the three C's, is consistency. But let's take it a step further. You have to position yourself for consistency. You have to engage the marketing strategy that you know you can do over and over again. A lot of reasons why people shy away from my favorite marketing strategy, which is direct mailing and Facebook marketing, is because it costs money. And if you know you're not going to have that money every month, then that's going to eliminate consistency. And that's why my system comes in 3pillarsystem.com. You could go check it out. But before you go there, make sure you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and grab the book. The book is free. It's a 300 pages book. Teaches the full concept of 3 pillars and why and how to become a professional expert marketer in this game, because those are the only people that win. If you ever listen to any of this podcast, the top guru, top producer guys are guys that are that. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast. Please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift, two of my books, my two most recent books. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to go to go get this book. Let me repeat that, SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's SMART realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.